Russia's naval strength on full display in the Black Sea. Part of regular drills it carries out throughout the year. And in the country's southwest, more troops and military hardware are taking part in live fire exercises. But Russia has dismissed U.S. warnings it is about to invade Ukraine.
There won't be a war as far as it depends on the Russian Federation. We don't want a war, but we won't let our interests be rudely trampled on and ignored. The U.S. has rejected all the Russian security proposals for the last 2 or 3 years. Now they're putting the same things on the table. In other words, they're borrowing from recent Russian initiatives. This is something, at least.
One of Moscow's strongest allies and a neighbor to the north has reiterated its support for Russia and says that the two countries are only interested in self-defense.
So will there be a war or not? Yes, there will be, but only in two cases. If direct aggression is committed against Belarus, if a hot war is unleashed against our Belarus, and the second possibility of war to happen, and for Belarus to take part in it, is for our ally, the Russian Federation, is directly attacked. If the same aggression is committed against the territory of the Russian Federation.
Russia and Belarus are due to begin 10 days of joint military exercises next month, the biggest ever held. But on the streets of Moscow, people say it's Russia that's being provoked.
I believe America wants to provoke Russia by any means. We live decently now in Russia. I'm 70 years old, and I can say we've never lived better than now. They feel threatened by this and are trying to destabilize us. It all smells of provocations.
Half of the people I know are Ukrainian. I can't believe there will be war. I can't believe it. It's the conflict of politicians rather than ordinary people. Ukrainians are our relatives.
Russia never attack anyone, and it's never going to. We only defend. It's the United States who escalate in the whole situation because it's profitable for them.
President Vladimir Putin has spoken to his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron about Russia's deep unease with NATO's eastward expansion. So the diplomatic window is still open to avert what could be a disastrous conflict for all sides. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.